Welcome, everybody. This is Mary Craig Ministries and Craig House Christian Fellowship. This is Christmas 2021 message. Son of God, Most High. This is a live teleservice, December 19, 2021, and I am Dr. Mary Craig. We will open with prayer. Father God, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. And we thank you again, Lord, for this gift, this immeasurable, indescribable gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. You are the giver of every good and perfect gift. And we thank you, Lord. Even the faith is a gift. Repentance is a gift. It all comes to us as a gift because you are the source and supplier of all life and blessing. And we thank you for that today. And today, Lord, we want to honor Jesus Christ. We want to honor him as Son of God, Most High. And Lord, we want to remember with joy what we call Christmas. Lord, this is joy to the world. The Lord has come. And we ask for your blessing on this message. We pray, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would come to open the eyes of the blind. Open the eyes, Lord, of the mind, that we might comprehend and understand and perceive. And open the minds of our hearts, open the eyes of our hearts, that we might receive all that you have for us, Lord, that we might grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And let us never be ashamed, and let us never be afraid, for Lord God, you are with us. And you bless us. And our lives, our very life, our lives are in your hands and basically in your mouth, live or die. And so we come to you to bless you, to honor you today as Son of God Most High. In Jesus' name, amen. God loved the world, the cosmos, so much that he gave his one and only unique Son, that those who believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a very familiar verse from John 3, verse 16. In her book, The Hiding Place, Corrie ten Boom writes, "Do you know what hurts so very much? It's love. Love is the strongest force in the world, and when it is blocked, that means pain. There are two things we can do when this happens. We can kill that love so that it stops hurting, but then, of course, part of us dies too. Or we can ask God to open up another route for that love to travel." Corrie ten Boom. And that is from her book, The Hiding Place. When the time was right, God, the Most High God, shattered the silence of 400 years suddenly. Holy elect angels go on assignment. A virgin named Mary learns she's highly favored and what will take place. When the day comes, she gives birth in Bethlehem to a baby. A baby being born in a manger with all of the sounds and smells of a stable. Shepherds out in the field tending their flocks witness a spectacle of holy angels speaking of this birth of one who will be great. Is this believable? Actually, yes. And here's some of the narrative. When the angel Gabriel was sent from God to Nazareth in Galilee to Mary, The angel told her that she was highly favored and that the Lord was with her, that she was blessed among women. This troubled Mary, who wondered what was going on. Gabriel calmed her down and again told her that she had found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1, 32 and 33. When Mary queried how God would fulfill this, the angel said to her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God." Luke 1, verse 35. What is conceived in Mary is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1, verse 20. John the Baptist would be called the prophet of the Highest because, quote, he would go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Luke 1, 76 to 79. Demons know full well who Jesus of Nazareth was and is. The demons in the Gadarene demoniac cried out and said with a loud voice, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of God Most High? I beseech you, torment me not." Luke 8, verse 28, and Mark, it's cross-referenced to Mark 5, verse 7. Jesus called his Father the Highest in Luke 6, verse 35, and in Matthew 5, verse 45. And Stephen, giving testimony to God Most High, said, "However, the Most High does not dwell in houses made by human hands. As the prophet says, heaven is my throne and earth is the footstool of my feet. What kind of house will you build for me, says the Lord? Or what place is there for my repose? Was it not my hand which made all these things?" Acts 7, verses 48 to 50. Who is God Most High? Perhaps we would better appreciate who Jesus is by looking at what scriptures tell us about Jesus' Father. In Hebrew, God Most High is El Elyon. He is the strongest of the strong, surpassing all others. His dominion is everlasting, and his kingdom endures from one generation to another. He does according to his will, according to all his good pleasure, and no one thwarts him. Daniel 4, verses 34 and 35. Job 42, verse 2. God is sovereign. Satan is not in control. God is. God is the creator, redeemer. Satan is a creature and no savior. What God intends will come to pass. His plans will stand and will not be frustrated. When he moves, he cannot be stopped. He is a strong tower. He cannot be moved. He does not change. Proverbs 18, verse 10. Malachi 3, verse 6. God is not subject to the winds of change or chance. Daniel understood this clearly. In blessing the God of heaven, he said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever." for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. He gives wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He reveals the deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and the light dwells with him. Daniel 2, verses 20 to 22. It is the Most High God who controls the destiny of nations, kings, and kingdoms. He is sovereign over death and life, harm and health. Deuteronomy 32, verse 39, 1 Samuel 2, verse 6, and Job 5, verse 18, Isaiah 30, verse 26, there's a whole string here. He is sovereign over the future. The Most High God can turn any difficulty into opportunity and blessing. He wants us to trust him, acknowledge his sovereignty, humble ourselves under his mighty hand, and know that he loves us so much so that he sent his Son, the Son of the Highest, to save his people from their sin. And again, there's a whole list of scriptures, and they're in the written version of this message. Cry out to him, Psalm 57, verse 2. Lucifer aspired to make himself like the Most High, Isaiah 14, verse 14, but cannot. There is only one Most High God, and the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. Jesus Christ is Son of the Highest. He is the Word made flesh, come to dwell among us. He is God, God the Son. He gave his life that those who believe in him might have everlasting life. If God is for you, who can be against you? If he is your God, how can you not succeed in the purposes he has for you? Jesus is Lord, in control of our destiny in him. The new covenant in his blood is a covenant that cannot be broken, a bond of which he is the surety. As one who keeps covenant with his own, he provides, protects, pities, preserves, empowers, pursues his enemies to their destruction, prevents with his goodness, manifests his presence, grants the peace, and blesses. It is by his grace and of his fullness that we have all received in grace for grace when we receive him. By the grace of God, the Holy Spirit, the heart is regenerated, born out of God, and a person turns in repentance from his or her sin. With the gift of faith, this person turns toward Jesus, who lived the life of righteousness required even to pay the penalty for sin. To satisfy divine justice, he died, he was buried, he rose again from the dead and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He is coming again. This is the gospel, the good news that holy angels announce for this child, this baby in a manger. And this child, this baby in a manger, cried with a cry that shattered God's silence and stunned the world such that everything changed. This Jesus, this baby Jesus, is God. He created his mother. His first cries were wordless, the cries of an infant Yet Jesus is God incarnate, the Word become flesh to dwell among us. And I want to give you a quote from J.I. Packer, who many years ago wrote a book called Behold Your God. It's an excellent book. The Almighty appeared on earth as a helpless human baby, needing to be fed and changed and taught to talk like any other child. The more you think about it, the more staggering it gets. Nothing in fiction is so fantastic as the truth of the incarnation. J.I. Packer. Corrie Ten Boom said, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." This Christmas season, remember who Jesus is, the Son of the Highest, Son of God Most High, God in flesh appearing. Worship him and let us worship him in spirit and in truth. Let us give to him the glory due his name. Let us go in that name, bearing witness to his grace and gift of eternal life. Amen. And Father God, we come to you asking you to grant the power, the grace, the power, the favor, Lord, the mercy, Lord, to be able to do that, that we would remember who Jesus is, the Son of the Highest, Son of God, God the Son, Son of God Most High, God in flesh appearing, the Word made flesh, the incarnate God. Help us to remember, Lord, and he is Emmanuel, God with us. Let us worship him in spirit and in truth. And let us give to him the glory due his name. Let us go out in that name, bearing witness to his grace and gift of eternal life. And Lord, let us always be ready to give an answer to anyone and everyone for the hope that is within us. For we are not as those who have no hope. And Lord God, I ask you to bless us, Lord, as you have been a blessing. We bless you, Lord. And bless us that we may be a blessing to others and that we may give encouragement and hope to people around us, Lord, wherever we might be, or just declaring it out right in our own homes, because the message will go out, Lord, as you send it forth. The Word of God does not return unto you void, empty of power. It will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. And Lord, we praise you. We pray that you bring in the elect now from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I thank you personally, Lord God, that it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I thank you, Lord, that with a former president, Christmas is back. And this year, it's holding. And I thank you, God. And many things are going on in the world and around the world where people are not ashamed of the name of Jesus. And they're not just using generic God, Lord. But you are the living God, the living God. You are not a no God. You are the living God. And besides you, there is no Savior. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. And now that we can, and we always have been able to, really, we can say Merry Christmas. Because we want you to be happy and take pleasure in your Son. For at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.